Here I am, back again. If you're not sick of me by now, you probably will not get sick of me ever. So, I mean, those of you that were here last night for Mishmar, and those of you that were here this morning for the Shir, and here we're going to try to do a third one. See what happens. B'siyat Dishmaya, Rabbi Shragi Kalis really wanted to come today. He made chasana last night for his daughter. Baruch Hashem, his first chasana he made. It was a very, very big simcha. I was happy to participate and to be there together with Sammy. Rabbi Shragi is a very dear friend, a very special person. You know, I want to tell you something, and I've said this before. People have heard me say this, and some of you maybe. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said that in Radin they didn't appreciate the Chafetz Chaim. Imagine not appreciating the Chafetz Chaim. Could you imagine that? Well, guess what, guys? In Adar Satori, we don't appreciate Rabbi Shragi Kalis. Rabbi Shragi is a tremendous light of Torah. I don't know if you guys realize what we're talking about. He could walk into here, and he'll say, "What do you want me to speak about?" And boom. And he says this entire shir with Mefarshim and the Cheshbon. It's not normal. You're talking about a person that's like he's lit. They speak about like a Lebed HaKasefer Torah. He's Mamash Lebed HaKasefer Torah. It's unbelievable. But sometimes when you're just so close, it's like, okay, you know, yeah, shir, not shir, I'll go, I won't go. Rabbi Chanan said, it's like if you look at a candle, the closest, Mamash, right near the flame, there's a little, like, there's a little shadow. There's a little shadow right near the flame. Why? Because when you're really close, you don't see the light. So if people that got really, yeah, Rabbi Shragi so close to us, and I don't think people can appreciate really, Baruch Hashem, this tremendous matana that we have, that such a big person comes to grace the yeshiva, and a person could really become like a Yodeya Sefer just by listening to Rabbi Shragi, just sitting there and listening. Like you absorb so much Torah, so much that he says, and so many ideas. Anyway, but this week he wasn't able to make it. He's going away for Shabbos, and too many tirdos that they felt that it wasn't possible. That he tried to come. So instead, we're going to speak a little bit once a month. I told you that there's a stunning Shvilei Pimchas that I wanted to share with you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yata Dishmaya, and I had a few more minutes to be able to finish it. And here we go. We're going to do our best. So in the beginning of this week's parasha, it says, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban lashem. Adam ki yakriv mikem korban lashem is a person's makriv a korban. And the Shinever wrote a sefer called Divrei Yecheskel. He's one of the Chassidish Rebbes. He said, Mikem is Rosh Tevois Mido Kineged Mido. Adam ki akav Mikem, Karban Hashem. When you makav from yourself a Karban, it's going to be Mido Kineged Mido. Mikem, Mido Kineged Mido. So what's Mido Kineged Mido? How do we see Mido Kineged Mido? What is this process of bringing a carbon that's going to be Mida Kineged Mida? That's what we're going to speak about today. I'd like to talk about some of the halachas that are all learned down this week's parasha. The first one is as follows. The pasuk says, Kimat Mefurish, or Mefurish, V'samach Yadoi Al Roish Ha'oila, that the Baal carbon has to put his hands on the head of the carbon. That's a halacha called Smicha. We don't learn Kachim, it's not part of our cycle in Yeshiva, though one year we learned Tamid Nishchat. In my shir, we spent some time learning some Tamid Nishchat is all about korbanos, but korbanos is a very important limud. So we're going to discuss some of the halachas. One of them is smicha. Smicha's korban is the Bible puts his hands on the head of the korban. That's one of the halachas that we have in this week's parasha. It's called smicha. Another halacha is, the pasuk says right here, v'samach, as we mentioned, and then immediately afterwards the pasuk says v'shachat. So why is that? Says the Gemara in Zavachim Amid Gimel Amid Aleph, Tekef Smicha Shchita, which is the Shchita and the Smicha have to kind of go together. You do your Smicha and then do your Shchita. Can't pause. It can't be like a break. So you have to link the Smicha and the Shchita. What is it about the Smicha that is connected with the Shchita? What do they have to do with each other? And the third thing we want to speak about is the following thing. The pasuk says, V'shachat es ben habakar. And then it says, V'hikriv b'nei Aharon. V'shachat es ben habakar. So, it doesn't say who does the shechita. V'hikriv b'nei Aharon. Why doesn't it say anything about that b'nei Aharon do the shechita? Why doesn't it mention that? Anyone? The Gemara says?
I'm saying a kohen doesn't have to.
Because a kohen doesn't have to do it. From the fact that we only mention b'nei Aharon. By the Hakrova, says the Gemara, Shechita Kshera Bizar. Which means that you don't have to be a Kohen in order to do the Shechita. It's an interesting halacha, but it goes a little bit further than that. which is there appears to be, according to Rashi, a mitzvah for the Bailam to shecht. There's a mitzvah for the Bailam to shecht. We saw this ourselves, my friends. Those of us that I'm pretty sure everyone saw it already. The Gemara speaks about shlichus. Where does the Gemara learn shchitas comes from? V'shachatu aysa kol kal adas Yisrael. Rashi says in Mekayim the mitzvah shchita. So who's doing the shchita? The Bailam and the shlich is doing it for him. So it's not just the pshat that the kohenim don't have to do it. It's someone else's mitzvah. It's the Bailam's mitzvah to the shchita. Rashi's shchita is that the Bailam mitzvah to do shchita on all karbanos. By us in Shir, we spoke about how according to the Tosfos HaRash, it's only Korban Pesach, but Rashi Shita is all Korbanos, the Bailam has to do Shechita. The Zohar, in Zohar fashion, takes it a step further. And the Zohar says the following thing. V'shochot achora, v'lav koihano, says the Zohar, not only can someone else shecht, but someone else should shecht. Kohen should not shecht the animal. Not only shechita ksheira bazar, but the Zohar says it should be done by a zar. Have a zar do the shechita, not the kohen. Why not? Why can't the kohen? Something about shechita that doesn't stim with the kohen. So we're going to figure that out. So these are the different things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, over here, smicha. What's smicha's carbon? We're going to talk about take of smicha, shechita, why they have to be done next to each other. We're going to talk about Shechita Ksher Bezar, and not only is it Ksher Bezar, but the Zohar says it's supposed to be done dafka by Yisrael, not by a Kohen. And all these are Midah Keneged Midah Adam Kiyakov Mikem Karban Lashem. So here goes, my friends. Siyata Dishmaya, as follows. The Medrash says something interesting. And the Avnei Nezer explains the Medrash. The Medrash says, Hasayif v'hasefer yordu min hashamayim. Sayif is a sword. Sefer is a book. The sword and the book came down together. Hasayif v'hasefer yordu min hashamayim. And what happened? Emor lahem, says the Medrash. This is the Medrash in Dvarim. Im tasu mashakosav b'sefer atem nitzalim min hasayif. If you study what it says, it's tasu means to do, but what it says in this sefer, then you'll be saved from this sayif. It's like, you know, basically being threatened. You have to learn. If you don't learn what it says in the book, yeah, a sword. It came down together. And there's a Gemara that says something similar. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Isaifa loy safra, v'isafra loy saifa. It's either the sword or the safer. You got to choose. Isafra loy saifa. Isaifa loy safra. Choose the sefer or the saif, the sefer or the sword. What's going on? Says the Avnei Nezer the following thing. Listen to the Avnei Nezer. This is going to be the key to understanding the whole idea of korbanos. The Avnei Nezer explains the following thing. He says, a tachlis is a person in this world. It's not necessarily only to know the right thing to do. Because pretty much all of us, people who are relevant, all know the right thing to do. Our problem is that sometimes we know what's supposed to do, but we don't actually do it. Now, the neck is really the connection between the body and the mind. The head, the moyach, this is where all of the thought process happens. People are active with their body. The neck is that the chibor, is the connection between the two of them. It's a connection which can be severed with a sword. Saif is decapitation. So now, when the Gemara says, Isaifa lav sifra, Isifa lav saifa, the Gemara means to say is as follows. If you internalize the Torah, you take the Torah, not only do you learn the Torah, but you allow it to filter down into your body and you actually do what you know you're supposed to do, then we don't need to sever your head from your body. But if you don't, there's a disconnect. And we will disconnect. There will be a disconnect. And that's what the Mefarshim explained what happened with Esav. You know, it's an interesting thing. Esav, do you know that his head is buried in Maras HaMachpelah? Now that's a terrible thing. Esav is a Rasha. He's a horrible person. Why is Esav buried together with all the other HaKadoshim? So the Mefarshim explained, Esav knew what the right thing was. Esav's head was good. The problem was his body. His body was the problem. Esav said, Esav, he had the head of one of the Avos. So therefore his head is buried in Maras HaMachpelah. The rest of his body, somewhere else. So that's what it boils down to. That is really a person's job in this world, is to make sure that his head filters down to the rest of his body. And if we have to make sure that we are, that we can internalize or bring from our head to our heart. That's our challenge. Le'sasur acharei levavchem. It doesn't say don't go after your head, because almost everyone's got their head in the right place. It's their heart's the problem. And even people that start making up all of these like claims about, you know, about where was God in the Holocaust, blah, 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 all that is all because their heart doesn't really want to process what their head knows is right. So they use their heart instead of their head. But if a person has the head, we have to draw from our head to our heart. And that's really the whole purpose of the Torah. That's why the Torah starts with the letter Beis and ends with the letter Lamed. It spells out the word Lev. You got to get the Torah into your heart. That's what we're trying to do. So now, I believe, this is my own, I think I saw this shot once before. A human being is meant always to stand erect, where his head is above his heart. His head is above his heart. Animals are not like that. Animals, almost all of them, their head is actually lower than their heart because they're on fours. So their head is down, their heart's on top. We, even when we sleep with a pillow because our pillow is our head is above the rest of our body. We prop our head. So we should always have our head is always on top. A person's mayach has to be something that is influencing on his leif. The Medrash says the following thing. It says, Rishayim are Bershus Libam. Rishayim, they're in the control of their hearts. Like it says, Vayoymer Haman Beliboy. Haman's heart told him. Tzadikim, they are Libam Bershusam. Their hearts are in their Rishus. They control their hearts. Like it says by David, Vayoymer David El Liboy. David said to his heart. David told his heart. His brain spoke to his heart. By Haman, his heart spoke to his brain. His heart was telling him what to say by Haman. Because Haman's heart was controlling him. We've got to do the other way around. Says the Klei Yochar, that's the reason why when it comes to Korban Oila and Korban Chatas, we shecht it in the it's shechted in the tzafan. The tzafan is the right of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the right side. Says the Klei Yochar, why are we shechting in the tzafan, which is the right? Said, because an oila and a chatas were things that a person was choyte, he made a mistake. That mistake happened because he followed his heart, which is on his left. He followed his heart, which is on his left. So, as a correction, we shecht in the right side. Because we're trying to correct that. A korban oila, which is not brought for doing anything wrong. Korban shlamim, which is not brought for doing anything wrong. You don't have to shecht on the right side. You can shecht the korban shlamim where you want. Because it's not coming to rectify any type of mistake. But a korban oila, which is for machshavos, and a korban chatas is for actually doing something wrong. It's because our heart is the left side of our heart. Is the problem. Okay. So now, we're going to try to explain a little bit some of these ideas that we're speaking about. I say the following thing. Choyte has to do smicha on the roish of the behema. Why? Because what he's saying, when he does his smicha, is I realize that my brain was like an animal's brain. Animals, their head is not over their heart. A human being, his head is over his heart. And if your head was over your heart, you wouldn't sin. But because We had the head of an animal. We were mule-headed. We weren't thinking like the way we're supposed to, where our head is supposed to tell our hearts. But our hearts were talking to our heads like animals. Therefore, he does smicha on the roish of the behemoth. And then immediately afterwards, shchita. Why? Because that's what should happen to us. Because there's a disconnect between what our head is saying and what our heart is saying. So then take it for the smicha shchita. That's why afterwards, that is what happens. What's left for us to explain is, why is it that a kohen is not supposed to do shchita? So listen to this interesting thing. We have in the human anatomy three major organs that we speak about many times. Moyach, lev, kaved. Moyach, lev, kaved. Those are the three. And the Rosh Tevis of that is melech. Because if a person goes from his moyach to his lev to his kaved, which is first he knows what he's supposed to do, and then he allows his heart to feel that, and then afterwards he goes to his kaved, which is the guf, which is the asiyah of the guf, then he's in a good place. He's ruling, because he's doing what he knows he should be doing. If a person goes in the opposite direction, everything is messed up. Kaved, lev, moyach, spells out the word kalim, which is destruction, which is what Bilam wanted to do to the Jewish people, says the Rishon HaRebbe. But there's moyach, lev, kaved. Now, a person also has, listen to this interesting thing, a person has three different parts to his neshama, which we're going to talk about. There's the neshama, ruach, and then there's the nefesh. Neshama, ruach, and nefesh. So, what's interesting is, the Arizal says, the neshama, ruach, and nefesh are in the moyach, lev, kaved. Three different parts of a person's neshama, check this out, are in your, the nefesh is actually the most physical. That's going to be in your kaved. Your nefesh is in your kaved. Ki adam hu anefesh. What is in the liver? The blood. Dam hu anefesh. Your nefesh is down here. Your heart is your ruach. Ruach is spirit. Ruach is feeling. Ruach is all when a person gets like, he's a baal ruach, means he's got a lot of energy. That's all a person's heart. When his heart's pumping. And the neshama is in a person's mind. So we have to go from neshama to ruach to nefesh. Now, this also, interestingly enough, the Shlach Kodesh, and it's also brought down in the Ari, says that there's three different chalakim of Klal Yisrael. There's a Koyen, Levi, and Yisrael. Now, there is supposed to be all three of them in the process of bringing a korban. How is it? Koyhanim ba'avodasam, the Gemara says, Leviim b'duchanam, and Yisrael b'ma'amadam. Yisrael is also supposed to stay in there. But the main avodah is the Koyen. The Levi is kind of like there is second fiddle. And then the Yisrael is in the background. That's Moyach, Lev, Kaved. The Koyen is meant to be the Moyach. Kisif se Koyen yishmeru das. It's the Koyen. The Levi is doing all the singing, you know. It's the heart. And the Yisrael is the guf. Yisrael is he's the one that's doing everything that's being done. He's out there. The Kohen and Levim are all in the Beis HaMikdash. Yisrael's out there. That's the Kohen. So, Memela, perhaps we can understand the Arizal as follows. Shechita is, listen, there's a problem. There's a disconnect between the head and the body. The problem's not with the head. The problem is the problem is with the body, right? If the head would come first, so then the body, everything would work. But the lave came first. The kohen came first. So we have to, the correction has to come not from the kohen. The kohen is the moyach. So when we say that the kohen should not do the shechita, why? Because the shechita is saying, like we said, Esav, oh, your head's fine, Esav. The problem is with your body. So if the problem is with the body, so it's either the Levi or the Yisrael is supposed to do the shechita, not the kohen. That's why when we do Shechitas Karban, the Zohar says Dafka Kohen should not do the Shechita. So the Fizeh, we understand perhaps some of this idea of, we speak about Adam Ki Akrav Mikem, Mikem is Mida Kenegin Mida. These are some of the Ramazim, the hints that there are in here when a person is doing the Avodah, that he should be able to internalize what went wrong and be able to rectify it. Now, the truth is that we don't have korbanos today. However, it says that if a person learns the Torah of korbanos, like we're doing right now, kol oisik b'toras chatas, kilo hikrav chatas. Kol oisik b'toras asham, kilo hikrav asham. So right now we're learning about it, and a person could perhaps find, I think it takes around a minute and a half to say korbanos. People get intimidated because you have like this huge, like it's like lots of pages, but you don't have to say all that stuff. If you do, then amazing. But you don't have to. There's one page of korbanos, a korban tamid. That's one page, and then there's other things you could also kind of add if you want more. But you want to start baseline, start with korbanos. It's just one page. It takes around a minute and a half. But in the meantime, we learned some of the ideas that are behind the korbanos, and hopefully that'll give us a little bit more, enrich a little bit of our Kriyas HaTorah. Beis Hashem, we should be Zoicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring back the Beis HaMikdash, and we should attack and be able to see the Koyanim Ba'avoydosam, Levim B'duchanam, and Yisraelim B'ma'amodam. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.